Hello, this is Kevin Kersey of the Kevin Kersey Agency. The Kevin Kersey Insurance Agency, a member of the Farmers Insurance Group, can help with home, life, auto, or business needs. We are located at 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg, and our phone number is 317-286-3481. We can also be found on Facebook at the Kevin Kersey Agency or at our website, www.farmersagent.com/kkersey.
Indiana Family Dentistry is located at 505 North Green Street in Brownsburg. Dr. Will Hine practices general and cosmetic dentistry with services ranging from veneers and whitening to implants and complete smile restorations. Indiana Family Dentistry's phone number is 852-5999 and website is infamilydentistry.com. Indiana Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of Hendricks County and Community Radio.
This is Donald James of Impact Youth Mentoring. Impact Youth is a not-for-profit mentoring organization providing mentoring services to the children of Hendricks County. We pair mentors ages 16 and older with youth in Hendricks County. Over the past 5 years, we have been able to impact over 120 children through our mentoring and tutoring programs. Information about becoming a mentor or finding a mentor for a child can be found at impactyouthmentoring.org or via email at impactyouth1010@gmail.com.
The UPS Store Brownsburg is located at 124 East Northfield Drive in Brownsburg. Their phone number is 858-1422. The UPS Store Brownsburg can handle your printing needs, including color, large format, and business cards. They also do blueprints, mailers, and invitations. Thanks to owner Tom Reese and all the folks at the UPS Store Brownsburg for supporting community radio in Hendricks County. A podcast of Central Indiana Today is now available on SoundCloud or iTunes, made possible by Figment 2 McDonald's. Figment 2 McDonald's has locations in Avon, Brownsburg, Danville, Speedway, and 10th Street next to Ben Davis High School. Figment 2 McDonald's is a proud supporter of WYRZ 98.9 and community radio.
The Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today on 98.9 WYRZ. Today's program is made possible by the Kevin Kersey Agency, 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg. And now here's your host, Rob Kendall.
Welcome in to another edition of Central Indiana Today here on 98.9 WYRZ. I'm Rob Kendall. It's the Christmas episode. Of course, we don't work on the weekends, and Christmas is on Sunday, and, well, nobody spreads holiday cheer quite like my friends Chris Spangle and Greg Lenz from the We Are Libertarians Radio Network. Back for day number two, fellas.
Ho, 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 ho.
You played Santa downtown the
other year. I did, at the Circle of Lights.
Yeah. Have you ever played Santa?
I've never played Santa. I'm
saying in public. Have you ever played Santa?
No. I years of training privately, and no one's ever formally asked.
Occasionally deliver some presents to several young ladies around the...
Oh, God.
First, for those who don't know, we are libertarians. What do you guys do again very quickly?
We are all of the politics modern irreverence deserves.
All of the irreverence modern politics deserves.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's our focus is irreverence and not politics. Yeah. No, I like to think of it as the national or Meet the Press, but unhinged.
If National Review and National Lampoons had a love child, that would be We Are Libertarians.
Yeah, I tell people you guys, you're very smart. You hate everyone, and you pretty much do.
I like me.
I mean, you turned on your own candidate for president in the middle of the race.
I didn't turn on him. I just was honest and
don't ever call that my candidate.
Yeah. I was just...
I never at one time said, hey, vote for Gary.
Unlike you, I can see flaws in my candidate.
Yeah, and I was rewarded with a great interview with Donald Trump, which will live on forever. I've suddenly got a great opportunity at WIBC solely because I wormed my way in.
Do you have any idea how much... this guy interviewed Trump. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know of a sponsorship opportunity that got you. Yeah. I know of two, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally, I say this all the time, it's the greatest professional thing that ever happened to me. And, I mean, you can't thank the people enough who made it possible. And you know what I'm saying.
I mean, as a journalist...
I am not a journalist.
I wouldn't call it professional.
No. The experience and the things that happened around it, they make for a great story, and thankfully, tonight on WIBC, I told that story. Yeah. So it was very, very nice. But you guys are with us for the Christmas episode. And, of course, you guys are from Hendricks County. That's how you meet my quota of being on Central Indiana Today.
Two distinguished gentlemen of Plainfield High School.
That's right. Yep. That's right. And, you know, someday they're going to, like, make a wing for you guys, right?
Honestly, I'm talking to Mrs. Burris, the publications teacher there, to build at least a plaque. Give us a plaque.
They should.
I mean, I was the business manager. I was even though I'm the worst businessman of all time. I wrote in debt many times. I was a columnist. I wrote Spangles Angle.
Spangles Angle, highly accredited.
And look,
did you guys know each other in high school?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I barely, but I don't know that we ever really talked.
Greg was a great golfer. You were a wonderful golfer.
Yeah, I don't know that I was ever great at anything. I can pass at everything.
You played in college, right?
Yeah. So but I mean, it's
and at a fairly sizable college.
Yeah, I just am not. Particularly talented.
So I was thinking of you the other day because I was reading an article on John Daly, and there was something that came at you. You like Daly,
so
right?
So that's who my swing was patterned after. So the same long swing and hit it a long way.
It's a spirit animal.
It really is.
I thought Lens will enjoy this. There was an article that came out about, you know, Daly's had like four ex-wives.
Oh, tons.
And
lived a hell of a life.
There was some story that he, you know, he had a huge gambling problem and drinking problem, and he won $55,000 at the casino.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he left the ex-wife in the car or what, but he came out of the casino with the money. The ex-wife was angry that he was gambling, and so he took the money, and while they were going down the road, threw $55,000 out the window, then told the wife, said, I earned that money. I can spend it however I want, and if you don't like it, go get it. And then apparently she walked back and for an hour picked up $55,000 along the
way. Threw it off a bridge.
That's amazing.
Even better, so like his last great performance was in 2000, I think in one, against Tiger Woods in San Francisco.
And that was later. I think it was like 06 or 07.
Sorry, 06. Yeah. And so he and Tiger in a playoff. And so he loses ultimately Tiger, but was just going neck and neck with him in his prime.
It was the dream. It was like a dream matchup.
Oh, I was captivated.
It was Sting and The Undertaker.
It was. It was one of the great all-time matchups because Daly hadn't been relevant forever. And so he wins, I think, $900,000 for finishing second.
Wow.
Drives directly to the casino and loses $1.3 million.
Yeah, he supposedly lost. They said something like, I thought it was... 50-some million dollars or something in his life.
Well,
yeah.
So his sponsorship was because Eli Callaway paid all his gambling debts. And he had like accumulated like $2.5 million, and Callaway just paid him off and said, you're a Callaway ambassador now.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking of you. I thought Lens would love that. That's a great story.
30 for 30 that just was released on him. Amazing.
It's fascinating because, as everybody knows, I love pro wrestling and interviewed two of the great pro wrestling managers of all time here recently on the show, Jim Cornette and Brother Love. And I talked to them about playing the heel because it's so much of politics is playing the heel. And as we talked yesterday a lot about Trump, Cornette said Donald Trump basically was a bad guy professional wrestling character who became president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he stone cold stunnered Vince McMahon.
That will go. That clip, our president of our United States clotheslined Vince McMahon and shaved his head in a chair is... That's what America's about. Nothing more accurately describes what America is than that.
It's so... Like... Listen, I think that Donald Trump is largely a despicable human being.
You don't like Trump?
No, not at all. But
he's never met the Trump that I met.
But
he believes the media Trump is Trump.
I do. But I think that you, because you've been around a lot of celebrities, you've been around a lot of people that are of
I met
notoriety.
Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Like the person that is projected publicly, usually that's a large part of their real personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Donald Trump, as an internet troll, I am so glad he's president for the next 4 years and not Hillary Clinton because it is hilarious.
Yeah.
And in all seriousness, we would be going to war most likely.
100%.
If Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, we would be getting ready to wage a proxy war for a little while in the Middle East with Russia.
Yep.
And then it would devolve into a full-scale war.
All right, this is the Christmas episode, and I've not told you guys we're going to do this, so I'm going to hit you with it. By the way, what a reminder, we're doing something new on the show tonight. After the show ends at our usual time of roughly 7:30, we say roughly, station management's very generous with overages.
Yep.
Free range radio.
But
well,
it ends,
you are Rob Kendall.
You can check out the podcast. We've done an extended version of our podcast. It's something we're going to start doing more and more often.
with the lovely Shay Smock, a former MC for the Indianapolis Indians, and she tells some great stories. Like, you see these girls, you know, they always have a fairly attractive young lady. Our friend Vanessa Richardson now does that for the Indians, as well as the Pacers. You guys are great buddies now, right? You
and
Richardson?
Greg and I are best friends with Vanessa Richardson. Yeah. We know all about her. Yeah. She loves seafood from Ryan Steakhouse in Terre Haute.
Yeah, so they take these very... you know, very attractive women, and they put them on the big screen, and they sell merchandise and all this sort of stuff. And very nice, but she has some great stories, and, well, she's starting to open the vault on great stories.
I bet she certainly does have some really good stories.
Yeah, she does, some quite wonderful stories. So it's just a different thing we're doing. We're going to have all sorts of characters participate in this second part of the show. We're going to have you guys participate.
Excellent.
Our buddy Scott Strong's going to be a part of it. Vanessa has said she's going to participate.
Lovely.
So it's just a different, because people said you know what people said? They said, Rob, we love the interviews. They're so great, but we'd like to see a little different side of you.
Who said this?
So some very specific people that I'm trying to impress said we'd like to see a different side of you. So
you should get Jeff Vibbert.
We will probably ask Vibbert to do that.
Caitlin Kopetsky, if you can get a hold of her.
Apology from Caitlin Kopetsky. So those who don't know, Caitlin and Jeff were on the show before. Jeff is a very famous young comedian.
Highly successful Jeff Vibbert
works
podcast.
Works for Bob and Tom. Yep. Caitlin is his co-host.
Co-host, yeah.
She doesn't do a whole lot, but she's there. Gives Vibbert someone to talk to. And
oh, my. You are... if you knew how much trouble you're in.
She loves to eat while on the air, and you know how unprofessional that is, bro.
She doesn't really contribute a whole lot, but I think it's nice that Vibbert has her there. And so I went and did their podcast. They had come and done mine. We were really good friends. And everybody knows I'm a huge Trump supporter. Vibbert is agnostic to politics, but Caitlin is a very liberal person, which is great. Had a nice conversation about meeting Trump, and she said, you know, I would never let politics come between my friendship. And then all of a sudden, you know, sometimes you guys think, you know, like, I haven't seen a post from that person in a while. And then all of a sudden, I thought, I haven't seen Caitlin post in a while. Went to her profile. Would you like to add this person as a friend?
Oh,
I was defriended.
Yeah, that's happened a lot to me. I don't know if you've checked your friend count, but I've lost.
Do you get defriended a lot, Lens?
I do the defriending. I block people left and right. Like, I have an iron fist on anyone I don't know very well that I don't care for their comments. They're blocked forever.
I've lost two or three friends a week since the election.
Yeah.
Caitlin and I, we had a similar... I caused the only fight between her and Jeff ever. And it was because during the election, there was a hubbubaloo about Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And so she didn't realize that the founder was Margaret Sanger, you know, former Nazi eugenicist. Mm-hmm. So I started taking...
Bad actor.
Yeah. So I started taking actual quotes and responding as comments, and that got me banned. Took about 6 months, and then she realized, and she's like, I don't know.
Now, you guys have... Well, you have not, but you have been banned from Facebook many times.
I have.
Is that depressing? Because I'm trying to figure out what you would do to get banned from Facebook.
You want us to help you?
No. I like
no,
my Facebook.
It's actually not that depressing. It's actually really nice. Because Facebook, the notifications are endless. Like, it's constant. Yeah. And so it is the most refreshing thing in the world. Sometimes I get banned just to get the break.
Because I think we talked about this one time before. Maybe it was on the We Are Libertarians podcast. And again, our guest, Chris Spangle, Greg Lenz, for We Are Libertarians. They send you a notice, like, that your behavior was inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. First is,
do they shame you? Is that what they do?
They don't shame you. So you get logged out. And you're like, why am I logged out of Facebook? And then it's an alert saying that, you know, someone reported your content for offensive. And then they show you what you did. Like, okay.
Okay. Very, very interesting. Well, anyway, it's very disappointing about Caitlin, but, you know, truthfully, I think Jeff's show adds a lot when there are other people there, you know, participating. So I was glad to see you guys are on the
you
most recent
episode. You are in serious trouble, my friend.
I just trumped her, right? Did I just?
Oh, my. Listen, Caitlin is very vindictive.
She's dead weight. You know, she's dead weight on that podcast.
We love Jeff. Jeff's very, very nice guy. Someday may become an actual voter instead of just a registered voter. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Participated. But anyway, Christmas. It's the Christmas show. I'm curious what each of you would describe as your best present this year. Not a physical present, but the best thing maybe that happened to you in 2016.
Oh, wow. I've had I was released from my previous marriage 3 years ago, and I've had a lot of...
Is that how you say divorce?
I've had a lot of ups and downs since the previous administration, and 2016 by far was the best year of the last three, because it's like my life started over, and it's just like everything is, you know, 80 and BD, before divorce and after divorce. And so this year has been, it's seen a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
And this was, when you go through a divorce, it takes a long time to heal and to get to a place, like you just wake up one day and you go, oh, I'm over that. I'm relaxed. I'm happy. My life is great. And that happened earlier this year. It was finally, that's probably the best thing. But it has been one of the most fun years of my life because of the election. The election was great. We Are Libertarians is thriving. Work is going well. You know, so personally and private, you know, in my head and personal life, yeah, and my professional life, everything is great. And so things are just, that's probably
now a
the
lot
best
of people
part.
Don't realize Greg was actually highly involved in trying to catch a cyber terrorist earlier this year. And I
that
hope that's
true.
What you say is your favorite thing.
That would have been one of my favorite things if there had ever been a conclusion to it.
And in, yeah, in a very serious note, joking aside, Greg was involved in trying to help catch the Plainfield.
Yeah, Brian Kill.
So, Brian Kill, the cyber terrorist.
So let me explain. We talked about banning.
Yeah.
Greg Lenz was banned by Facebook from Messenger and Facebook for bullying Brian Kill.
Now, Brian Kill
Brian Kill banned Greg Lenz for cyberbullying.
Okay, so let's reset who Brian Kill is. He was the anonymous person who earlier this year was making very serious and they believed credible threats against people in Plainfield and Danville, and it was a
FBI threatened to blow up the mall and blow up the Star Wars movie.
Very involved, very serious stuff. The Plainfield Police Department did a great job, as did Danville. It was a point where high school events were canceled, and Greg took it upon himself because he has friends.
Well, I had a buddy that was on the police force, and I, the first time I became aware of this, I tagged him in 400 pictures, and that he couldn't shut his account down.
Right.
It's because every time he had that account would still exist because the photos would still exist. So there's metadata. And so the buddy that's on the police force is like, if you just keep doing that, that'll leave a digital trail. And I was like, are you sure? Like, and he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm a good bully.
And then he got reported. And so unbeknownst to Greg, in the midst of his cyberbullying a terrorist, which he's cyberbullied many terrorists. Yeah. You've argued with ISIS on Twitter.
I have.
A friend simultaneously reported Greg as dead to make fun of him, to like just troll him. And so Greg gets banned by Brian Kill from Messenger and Facebook. And the way to tell Facebook that you are alive, you have 72 hours to send them a message and say, this is me, don't kill me. And so he could not, in that seven-day period, message Facebook. And that's why he has two Facebook accounts now.
And I have such great friends that not only was that, you know, only part of how I was trolled the rest of the year. Then you may remember when Donald Trump released Lindsey Graham's phone number.
Yes.
Spangle did that to me.
Released your phone number.
Released my phone number. And then he also, while I was getting ready to go to the Libertarian, or going to Orlando for the Libertarian convention, I'm standing in line on Southwest Airlines, and he says, I am a terrorist, a known jihadist.
No, that's not what I did. So Greg had checked in on Facebook.
Now, we want to tell everybody this stuff really happened.
No,
this
well,
all
absolutely.
Really, this all really happened.
So Greg was in line getting on, and I'm like, all right, well, he's probably about to board the plane, he's probably in flight now. And so
and you
I
were gonna have some fun while you were there too, right?
He went for fun, trust yeah, me. He yeah. didn't go for the Libertarian Convention in Orlando.
So you're just having a good trip.
He's in the airport, and so I go on the check-in post and put 300 NSA keywords onto his
status.
And Greg and then another friend got on Twitter, and he messaged Delta, the NSA, the FBI,
Homeland Security,
and said, Greg
known
Lenz
terrorist Greg Lenz is getting ready to board this flight.
And so Greg is sitting on the plane with his phone off, has no idea. It's a total Jeanine Sacco moment where, you know, the lady who went to South Africa and was in the air for 11 hours. So the flight's delayed. He's sitting there talking to Sam Goldstein, former chair of the LPIN. They're going to Orlando. Greg gets off the plane, sees this, thinks maybe there's some causation there. And then what happened that
So then
that
I
night?
Check my luggage. Everything is torn to pieces completely. Literally, I mean, everything is torn to pieces with two letters. I get the one regular letter that's been like looked at, and then another letter saying that they have the authority to go through and check every like garment or whatever. And so then I look in my toiletries, all gone. Razor's gone. Electric trimmer, everything completely taken. So I have to go walk to a CVS the next morning and go replace all my toiletries, which I know I will not be able to take back on that plane, because when I go back through, there's going to be a little different vetting process.
So wait a second. So the
person that he was with looked at him and goes, "Does he hate you?"
Yeah.
"No, this is my best friend."
So were you angry about this?
Not at all.
I don't know about that. So
I was annoyed I had to go and get toiletries, and I was like, this one might have this got to the edge.
So this is how our federal government responds then to things. Like, they get anonymous things, and it's obvious it's a bunch of idiots being idiots.
I thought this is a joke, ha ha ha. He'll see it and he'll laugh. It'll be funny. It'll be hilarious.
It's really funny, actually. I'm not mad at all. I thought it was hilarious. It was just like, man, getting home is going to suck so bad.
But I didn't think that there was any way that, like, a comment in a status on Facebook would do anything. And then we saw the Snowden movie. And I saw it with him and Brett Bittner. And I looked at Greg after the Snowden movie by Oliver Stone, which is an amazing movie. You've got to see it. And I looked at him and I go, I'm really sorry. That was me. Yeah.
So what was it like to get back on the plane?
I had to go through, like, they pulled me aside.
He was digitally...
Did they have a talk with you? Or
No.
Were you digitally investigated?
I was digitally investigated and archived.
Okay, so was that your Christmas present this year?
I didn't mean digital like in bits. I meant digital as in fingers.
Yes, digits.
So was that your Christmas the best thing that happened to you this year?
No, yes, that is the best thing. Personally, probably, so mom got diagnosed with leukemia in February, and then she has a rare type where she can take a pill the rest of her life, and it doesn't cut any years off, so that's probably the best present.
Just like Jonathan Taylor Thomas did on Home Improvement.
Exactly.
Same thing. Did you like how I knew that?
Okay.
See? Did you like how I knew that? That's really an episode of Home Improvement.
Very odd.
Very serious. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't like JTT?
I was jealous of JTT because my girlfriend in third grade thought he was the hottest thing ever, and I swore jihad on him.
That's really cool. Congratulations. I mean, that's a very cool thing, and you guys very rarely show any real side. Well, you do all the time.
I am an open book. Yeah. For better or for worse, and people say to me all the time, "You're nuts." And I just look at them and say, "No, I just say things that everybody else thinks, you know, and so people think a lot of things about me." But I try to be sincere and open and honest. And Greg, he was dating someone and then they split up. It was like 3 months before I knew they had even broken up. He's the most secretive person.
Yes.
I know nothing about Greg. I have no idea. He said that he has a job, but I don't believe him.
Yep.
I've never seen he's wearing a Chase vest. That's the first indication that he has any sort of tie to a company.
That's Chaps.
Oh. Well, never mind. No proof. Well, no idea. He's so secretive.
It is really interesting, and we talked about this on the last time I was on We Are Libertarians, about the rise of new media and about the rise of outside media, and you guys are playing such a big role, and that's why I have you on so much. We have a lot of fun, and we have way more fun on We Are Libertarians because we can say different things than we can...
Say literally whatever we want.
But you guys are really important because you talk about all the time, and we talk about this, the letters you get from people that influence people, that encourage them to get involved or maybe think differently. And we talked about, on some level, I'm kind of envious of that because you have a forum to entertain and reach people that, even though I'm on terrestrial radio, I don't, in the format of the show, it doesn't go that way. And I think you guys really add a lot to the dialogue.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I started it in 2012, March 8th of 2012. So we're coming up on 5 years, which is crazy to think about because it's been one of the most integral things to my life thus far. I mean, in terms of building a community, there's 20 people that participate. And We Are Libertarians locally.
You've got a really ragtag band.
It is a great group of people. It's a multicultural group. And it's not a multicultural group like, you know, where CBS will put together an advertisement and it will be, you know.
Right.
All right, well, we've got to check the Asian box. We've got to check the white female box. It is all rainbows, but we all adhere to this one ideology, you know, where Greg and I are more on the constitutional Republican side. We've got anarchists. We've got James Neese, who knows.
Now, Neese was on the show.
Talking about cybersecurity. But
and he was very streamlined, mainstream. He was very nice. He did a great job.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people only know the online version of James Neese and the offline version of James Neese. He's very accomplished.
Yeah, we had Neese on, successful. Talked all about who hacked Clinton and who did it, and he was very thorough. And I said, I've never met this James before, but I like him.
James is...
Well, he and I talk sometimes, and it's like, you have to... Because of your antics online, you have to keep other things private so there isn't blowback. And so that's what James is very protective.
It was great. But you guys, I mean, seriously, the branch out and, you know, it's really amazing.
We are a new media source. And so we are trying to give people information from a point of view where we're not – we are libertarians, but that doesn't mean that we are Libertarian Party people. That doesn't mean that we are Trump people. It doesn't mean that we're beholden to any political party. We're trying not to tell you what to think. We're trying to find information that helps explain what's going on, because ultimately Greg and I are trying to figure out what the heck is going on and then explain it to people. And we spend hours a week doing prep. You know, literally everything I do, everything I watch, everything I read is about what we put into each podcast. And our social media outlets are all just and our website are all just sort of like the extras of that output. And so we try to do it in a smart way, but also in a funny way, because people love comedy podcasts. People love characters. Mm-hmm. People love.
That's what Rush Limbaugh's secret is.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the funniest people on all of media.
Well, and what's really interesting for me as someone who is a Republican, but let's face it, those guys really don't like me.
Right.
I mean, they really don't. They really have to deal with me.
You cannot be in opinion media.
Yeah.
And be part of a political structure.
And I've said this before in the air. Chris told me something a while ago. I was thinking about living on longer and serving and cutting more taxes. In another area, and Chris said, he said, you got two choices. You can either be a commentator or a politician. You can't be a commentator and a politician.
Yeah.
And it's so true. But you guys are sort of like the home for the politically homeless.
Yeah.
People like me, I will always be a Republican, but I don't like a lot of what those guys stand for, and they don't like me, and they get very angry at me on social media.
You don't get in line.
No, I'm a... I was right, though, right? I mean, I was right. Day one, the Trumpster. He's the guy. You know?
We just don't feel that there's a lot of media out there that speaks that explains to people in their own language what is going on. Geopolitics is very complicated. War is complicated. Domestic policy is very complicated. And we are nerds, and we love that stuff. But you have to explain it in a way that people understand. And the best way to do that is through storytelling. We don't tell a story like an NPR podcast, but we do it through the characters. You know, people laugh that I trolled Greg on the airplane. And that's funny that, you know, having James Neese on throwing out yo dogs every 5 minutes and saying, you know, various words that I won't say here.
Every alt-right buzzword imaginable.
Right. We want you to have the feeling that you are sitting at the kitchen table with us as we do our podcast, and you're walking away going... Okay, because I just don't think that if you look at most media outlets, both alternative and establishment, you walk away feeling informed.
Yeah.
If you read Politico, you really have to read Politico every day to keep up with everything.
Yep.
And so what we try to do is give people
I've lost several relationships over my need to read Politico.
Yeah.
You know, you ever have a girlfriend that was like at the dinner table, you can't read stuff? And I'm like, I love to read while I eat. I mean, I've actually lost a relationship over that.
That was probably... I mean, that's a little much.
I love Politico, but you're right. You do have to. This is like a soap opera. You gotta be.
You
there
need
every day.
To read establishment media. You need to read Politico. You need to read Real Clear Politics. You need to read the Washington Post, and the New York Times. But you also need
Washington Post lately.
Oof,
it's rough.
You need to go read Think Progress and Raw Story. You need to go read Zero Hedge and Alex Jones and Glenn Beck. You need to go read Red State and The Daily Caller and The National Review.
You got to read people you hate.
And then you've got to listen to We Are Libertarians, read Reason, listen to the Libertarian podcasts are really the best source of information.
Yeah.
So you've really got – what you've got to do is – there is no fake news out there. We're in a post-fact society where everything is everybody's own truth.
Yeah, you know, truth – or. A fact without context, you know,
All right.
Could be taken anyway.
Guys, this was great. Thanks for spending the Christmas episodes. I couldn't think of anybody
better.
Are we
going to do anything Christmassy?
Yeah. What was your what was the highlight of Rob Kendall's year?
This is the greatest year in the history of Rob Kendall.
Other than meeting Donald Trump and Bruce Springsteen.
The Cubs?
The Cubs.
Well, I
Donald Trump. Haley.
I will say this. The best.
Having Larry on.
The best is yet to come by the time this will air. So the best is yet to come. That's correct.
Oh,
the best is yet to come.
Is that for real?
That is for real.
Oh boy.
But we will.
I better move fast, Greg.
Slide in those DMs quick.
But I will say that it's been a marvelous year. A lot of really great things have happened, and I may have wept a little bit when I met the boss. I mean, maybe just a tear or two. But I had dry eyes when we took the photo.
That's nice.
Was it easier because you had met Trumpster?
Yeah, because the Springsteen was much quicker. It was much more, you know, it wasn't an interview. It was
get out of the way, kid.
Hey, how are you? Sign the book.
Well, Shane and I were joking that in the movie The Christmas Story, when he goes to see Santa Claus and they kick him down the slide after he's visited Santa, it's like, you literally, it's so bad, too, because you have a minute with him and you're thinking, my gosh, I hope the picture takes correctly, you know? And then you're so worried about getting your phone back to see the picture that you're sort of focused on that. But, yes, he was very gracious. He was very nice. And that Trump and Springsteen, I mean, what a great year. So,
Cubs.
Yeah. Cubs. I work at WIRZ.
Liberal tears.
It was great. It was hard to do much better than what I did. I don't know. We'll try to top it, 2017. All right, so if you're listening on the station, you can check out the extended version of the show, the podcast, on SoundCloud and iTunes. The lovely Shay Smock, former MC for the Indians, is with us, and she's telling some great behind-the-scenes stories of what it's like to work for a professional baseball team. Maybe some stuff we wouldn't always tell on here, and she's very wonderful, very talented. She just met 50 Cent, and so she's going to tell us the story about hanging out with 50 Cent.
Curtis Jackson.
So this is a very entertaining. You can hear that
Jackson.
SoundCloud and iTunes. You can hear this part of the show there, too. Search Central Indiana Today. Download the show. You can go back and listen anytime you want. As always, the podcast presented by McDonald's. Until next time, I'm Rob Kendall, saying have yourself a great evening.
You've been listening to the Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today on 98.9 WYRZ. Made possible by the Kevin Kersey Agency, 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg. An archive of today's program can be heard at our website, WYRZ.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today with your host, Rob Kendall.
A podcast of Central Indiana Today is now available on SoundCloud or iTunes. Made possible by Figment 2 McDonald's. Figment 2 McDonald's has locations in Avon, Brownsburg, Danville, Speedway, and 10th Street next to Ben Davis High School. Figment 2 McDonald's is a proud supporter of WYRZ 98.9 and community radio.
Hello, this is Kevin Kersey. Since 1968, our family has been helping customers with their insurance needs. We provide insurance coverage for life, home, auto, and recreational vehicles. We are located at 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg, and our phone number is 317-286-3481. The Kevin Kersey Agency can also be found on Facebook at The Kevin Kersey Agency or at our website, www.farmersagent.com/KKersey. The Kevin Kersey Agency is a member of the Farmers Insurance Group.
The UPS Store Brownsburg is located at 124 East Northfield Drive in Brownsburg. Their phone number is 858-1422. The UPS Store Brownsburg can handle your printing needs, including color, large format, and business cards. They also do blueprints, mailers, and invitations. Thanks to owner Tom Reese and all the folks at the UPS Store Brownsburg for supporting community radio in Hendricks County.
This is Donald James of Impact Youth Mentoring. Impact Youth is a not-for-profit mentoring organization providing mentoring services to the children of Hendricks County. We pair mentors ages 16 and older with youth in Hendricks County. Over the past 5 years, we have been able to impact over 120 children through our mentoring and tutoring programs. Information about becoming a mentor or finding a mentor for a child can be found at impactyouthmentoring.org or via email at impactyouth1010@gmail.com.
Indiana Family Dentistry is located at 505 North Green Street in Brownsburg. Dr. Will Hine practices general and cosmetic dentistry with services ranging from veneers and whitening to implants and complete smile restorations. Indiana Family Dentistry's phone number is 852-5999 and website is infamilydentistry.com. Indiana Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of Hendricks County and Community Radio.